Up to Simon Reishon Beis Siv Beis, continuing on the halachos of initiating something on Erev Shabbos. We spoke about last time initiating a malacha on Erev Shabbos, but that's permissible according to the Pian Beis Hillel. So now, continuing on the topic of Erev Shabbos, now we have initiating a malacha to be done by a Gentile on Erev Shabbos, Sif Beis. Mutalitem begadol v'choves en Yehudi v'ores la'abdam. You're allowed to give your clothing to a Gentile launderer and hides to work. The parentheses adds, Pirusha uman shem abin misakin oros. He's allowed to do that. Samach l'chashecha. So you're allowed to give it to the Gentile close to evening. Just like we had a discussion whether you're allowed to initiate a malacha in your own vats. So here too, we spell out that it would be permissible to give it to a Gentile with provisions. Im katzetz lo damim, number one, you made up a particular price that for the service. Let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. Im katzetz, hanusach yedua v'lo schir yom, that he has to be a what we call a kablan, as we've discussed in details previously. That's what Mishnah Berurah makes reference to. Ayin simen reishim em zayin sif beis. Dim hisnei mo shiitin lo schar v'yispasher imo. If they make up that there's going to be a particular amount, even though they don't conclude every once in a while in unhealthy negotiations, I encourage you never to get into these situations where someone says 15 and then you say 10 and then you sort of leave it. So then that gets very, very uncomfortable at the end of the day. There's a lot of possibilities between 15 and 10, including 15 and 10, and there's also 11, 12, 13, and 14. So that's something that, though would be permissible when it comes to the guy. Why? Because with the guy, what's critical over here is to turn the guy from a schir yom, which we prohibited, to have the guy work for you on Shabbos. However, if the guy is doing it as a kablan, then it's going to be mutter. In general, it's known what the price is going to be, and therefore it's going to be minig mutter. Therefore, the minig is v'lachem pashen haminig litnam erev Shabbos samach l'chashech. So even late on Erev Shabbos, a person is allowed to give to a Gentile launderer. The Dirshu quotes in number 8 that Reb Shlomo Zalman, I'm not sure why you need Reb Shlomo Zalman to say this. It's Kamat Mefurish in the Mishnah Berurah. So that in general, when it comes to a service, Shekivan Sha'asu Adam Mashan Lefol Kefi Sheyidrosh Nechshav Adover Kilu Katzatz. So I guess what Reb Shlomo Zalman is adding is that it doesn't only apply to the case of laundry, but in general it's understood that most services are being paid as ktsitsa, and therefore it would not be a problem to make such an arrangement even close to Shabbos. Or else, says the Mechaber, she'osa osam b'tovas hana. Even if it's being done b'tovas hana, it's clear that you did the Gentile once a favor, and or the Gentile wants to do you a favor, so that you'll do him one day a favor, so then in such a case, it's going to be permissible. Because the moment in which he's no longer a schir yom, then it's permissible. So either katzatz could take out a schir yom, or tovas hana. V'hu kedimus mechamer tap page yuches, shelo yomer lo lasas b'shabbos, that he shouldn't instruct the Gentile to do it on Shabbos. So there's always a problem if you instruct the guy to do it on Shabbos. Even if the guy is a kablon, if at the end of the day you instruct him to do it on Shabbos, that's going to be problematic. And that's going to be many of the halach l'maisa examples that we'll have to discuss as well. Let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. L'cheinim amar l'kovitz re'ei, sh'ani tzarech lem b'matzai Shabbos, k'gon sh'rotz lisa miyad matzai Shabbos. What happens if you have a flight on matzai Shabbos? Gam ze asra filu b'katzatz. Then katzatz is not a heter. So without this small line in the Shulchan Aruch, everything we've learned up until now, outside of Marisayim, we discussed Shabbos and Marisayim, but outside of Marisayim, the moment he's a kablon, so then in such a case, mutter. Not so fast. You have to go back to everything we learned, the Reish Mem Zayin and so on. Not so fast. In a case of where it's clear that the Jew needs the Gentile to do it on Shabbos, even if it's katzatz, then it's not going to be permissible. Why? The kivin sheyef shel gomra elim ken yaseh b'shabbos, havi ki'ilu amar b'feirish yichavis b'shabbos v'havi kishluchai. So then that's a problem in making him, the Gentile, your shliach. V'gam, and there's one more provision that one needs to be careful, sheyaseh in Yehudi amlocha b'beso, that the Gentile should do it in his house and not in the Jew's house. We discussed previously problems of building in a Jewish neighborhood, even if it's cases of kablanos. So that's the crux over here of the shita of the Mechaber. Well, you know what? Let's give the halacha lemaisa examples of this after we finish the shita of the Mechaber, then the Ramah, and we'll go kesedir. We'll, even though many of the halacha lemaisa examples really relate to this line, who shall yomer lo lasas b'shabbos, let's go with Mechaber kesedir. Skip the Ramah. V'imra ahu osa melachto b'shabbos, im haya asa b'tovas hanot, tzarech lomer lo shall yaseh bo b'shabbos. If he sees him doing it on Shabbos, so in other words, the Jew walks by. The guy is doing malacha on the Jew's laundry in his house. So if it's being done b'tovas hana, which is permissible, the Jew has to be mocha. So here we have an in-between chshash and marasayin. If it's a case of where he's paying him as a kablan, so then there's no chshash and marasayin. But the moment in which this fellow is not looked at as a service provider, and then it's like, oh, you're buddy-buddy with him, so maybe the Jew asks you to do him a favor on Shabbos. So the moment in which it's not a kablan relationship, then the Jew has to be mocha any time he is seen in the same place with the guy to indicate that he doesn't want it to be done on Shabbos. By the way, he doesn't have to curse him. He doesn't have to embarrass him. All he has to do is say, I don't need you to do this for me on Shabbos. The moment in which he does that, then in such a case, that would be enough. Cursing a person is always not a good thing. So let's just see the Ramp Mishabura, and then in a second. Says Mishabura, Sivkan Chafbeis, Af Shah Mechaber, Heikel Amalo. Just have good pshat in the Mechaber. Af Shah Mechaber, Heikel Olamal, Litan Lo Af Betovas Anav Bod Yom. He said it's permissible. Vein Lochish Lo Mash Yasa B'Shabbos, Afilu Imu Yodea Shiasa, Kivan Shein Mitzavei Loza, Mikol Makom, Kivan Kishabola, Beisam Atzah, Shah Osa, Merzi de Midaita Ovid. Then it looks like he's okay with it. Kivan Shein Mekabal Schar Zeh. Tzach Lomer Lo Shah Lo Yasa. And then he has to tell him not to do it. Yes, Daniel.
No, I'm just trying to. He says dafka by tovas hana.
That's right, because the moment in which.
But Marasayim, how would anybody have know the difference between whether this is a tovas hana?
I think that generally, in the broadest terms, you're right. There are cases of gray where it won't be obvious. But in the broadest terms, if he's a service provider, he wears his. What do they have over here? Here I go, see wherever I go, Tzvi air conditioning, right? Everything Tzvi air conditioning. I have no idea what Tzvi is. So it's clear that Tzvi is an air conditioning service provider. So if you see Tzvi fixing an air conditioner, then you know that he's providing a service. Lahavdil el fafli avdalos. If it's not Tzvi, if it's Peter. So Peter air conditioning as well, then it's going to be quite obvious. But if it's Tovas Hana, then it's much more murky, then there's going to be a chashash. If a Jew sees Peter's air conditioning working on your air conditioner in his house, it's going to be clear that you asked him to do it. If, however, they see Peter, who works with you in investment banking, working on your antique car, so then they're going to think that Peter is doing you a favor. So then, in such a case, even though it was Tovas Hana, you need to be mocha. That's the pshat in the Mechaber. Let's see the Ramah. Vim lo katzat, says the Ramah, going back into the Ramah. Vim lo katzat, asur be'erv Shabbos. The Ramah says that if it wasn't a relationship of katzat, then it's asur. What is the Ramah coming to do? He's coming to disagree with the second heter of Tovas Hana. The Yesh Cholkim Oslo Bechinam Dahinu Tovas Hana. So the Mechaber is into Tovas Hana, but you need a Mecha in front of him. The Ramah says you ain't got no heter of Tovas Hana altogether. The Ramah adds, this requirement when you need to be Mocha applies. Vafilu. So the Ramah adds, Vafilu min a son in law, Kama Yom Lifnei Shabbos. Even if the guy starts a few days before Shabbos, the moment in which there's a requirement to be mocha, so then even if he started a few days in advance, that's not going to be enough. You can't say, well, there's no marasayin because he started a few days in advance. The Mishabur Sivkat and Chav Gimel explains, Kama Yom Ratzlam DeBazar Nesin Leini Yehudi Hayle Kuli Alam Pater Afilu Hachi Tzarech Limchos Kishoroi Ehu. You always have to be mocha even if he started a few days in advance. Sif Gimel in the Mechaber, before we get to Halacha L'maisa cases. V'm ha'isam l'ocha mefor semes v'yadu ha'shisha Yisrael v'ha'isa ha'isam l'ocha mefor son toiv l'hachmir v'lesar. If we're talking about a l'ocha mefor semes, that it's known that it belongs to a Yisrael. So then in such a case, one should not have it done. What is the Mechaber referring to? The Mechaber is referring to the Chash that we had in Reish Mem Zayin, and that is, and in Reish Mem Dalet, and that is, at the end of the day, we should be afraid of the fact that people will not know that there was a Kabbalah relationship. He's wearing Peter's air conditioning service. Nevertheless, if it's Makom Mefursam, it's a Lachom Mefursames, there is room to be machmer. Now, it could be meikur d'dina, it's mutter, but there's room to be machmer. In Sif Katan, Chaf Hei, the Mishnah Berurah, though, gives us a couple of reasons, instances, where you could be meikel, despite the fact of v'yodua, shehi shel Yisrael, toiv l'hachmer v'lesa. Says the Mishnah Berurah, fiza achalukim shenikarm shem shel Yisrael, at first glance, the Magen Avraham says that if you have shirts that clearly belong to a Jew, if there's a laundry service in Lakewood, let's say, and they're laundering white shirts, how many Gentiles who live in Lakewood wear white shirts? So then, in such a case, the halacha would be, Baruch Hashem, we don't have to go to Lakewood. If there was an Arab worker who was working on shirts, it was clearly so. Then, in such a case, it would be a problem. That's what the Magen Avraham says. Aval b'tosefes Shabbos kasav, continues the Mishnah Berurah, to lo shayach bazech shada, to lo noda shel mihu. So it's a very interesting hadith. Tosefes Shabbos says it's only the case of where Reuven has the antique car, and that's when Peter is helping him. But if it's stam, a white shirt, so it belongs to a Jew, but you don't know which Jew. So this is a fascinating chakira. Would you have marasayin if it's marasayin of all Jews? The Tosefes Shabbos has a heter that it's not considered marasayin if you don't know which Jew. Yesh la'ayin what his svar is. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'achay adam hekel b'zeh od mitam acher." The kimin sheyedua shaminik kol b'nei osa yolitan kelim v'chovis b'kablon. So alkein afilu meni yidu mechav sa makom fursa muter. No. It says the chay adam. We're talking about the mechaber's chumrah is only talking about a case where it's a mloch mufursemis that Peter, who isn't a, it's not obvious that he's a service provider. But in a case, everybody knows that when anybody washes a shirt, by the way, that's a good nafkamina, when it comes to fixing a car. There are people who enjoy fixing cars. I don't know a lot of people that enjoy washing shirts. When you see somebody washing a shirt, either it's a wife, it's for us husbands to appreciate what our wives do, or it's a husband who's helping out, or it's someone who's providing a payable service. People don't wash shirts for fun. Fixing cars, there are people who enjoy fixing cars. So then, I'm not talking halacha l'maaseh. So this comes along, l'chai adam, it could be it's so common in our community where people would not fix cars. It really depends on which community that you're in. But at the end of the day, in our community, it might not apply. But in certain places, where I grew up, in Brooklyn, Italians and Russians and Jews, they all, some of them on Sunday afternoons, that's what they enjoy doing. So then in such a case, it could very well be that then you don't have, you would have a chashash marasayin. However, if it's obvious that this form of malacha is one that's entirely done as a paid relationship, so then the Mishnah Berurah says that in such instances it's mutter. A couple of halacha l'maisa examples that the Dirshu brings down is the following. He says an example of something that would be usher, even though technically one would have thought that at the end of the day the Jew is not doing malacha on Shabbos and he's not instructing the guy. This comes up in very rushed businesses. What's an example of rushed businesses? Newspapers, probably that nowadays with the internet, I'm sure there are other things where things are churned out very, very, very quickly. So what happens if a Jew, and things change very fast as well. So what happens if a Jew goes into a Gentile printer to print his newspaper for Sunday morning, late Friday? Late Friday he finishes and he gives it to the guy. So then in such a case, that's going to be usur. Even if it's katsats and even if it's b'makom ha'goy v'chule v'chule, they point out from the Chalkas Yaakov, it's obvious that that falls into the category of Sif Katan Tezayin, where the Jew says, I need it right after Shabbos, and he doesn't give him time, and it's not possible for the guy to have done it without also doing it on Shabbos, that's going to be Aser. So some people can make a mistake and they could say, oh, at the end of the day, we see that if it's Katzatz, it's Mutter. Katzatz is only Mutter when the Goy himself has a little bit of leverage, he has a little bit of time. So then if the Goy does it on by himself, it's Adaita Nafshe. But if it's not Adaita Nafshe, so then in such a case, it's going to be problematic. The Or Litzion points out, what about giving to a car mechanic who's a Gentile? So then in such a case, he says that it would be mutter, if it's katzatz, right? So assuming the Or Litzion, Reb Benzion Abishol grew up in Yerushalayim where people didn't fix cars for fun. He didn't grow up in Bay Ridge or something like that. So then, so he says, the halacha is that it's going to be permissible because it's adaita to nafshe if he decides to do a Shabbos. But he points out that, again, the same thing. He says he thinks that's a problem even if you ask him for him by Monday or Tuesday. Because he says that, how do you know that the guy has enough time to fix it on Sunday and Monday? Maybe he needs more time. If you give it to him late on Friday, so he's not going to fix it on Friday. And it's already close to Shkia, so Friday's out. So now if you're saying you want it back by Monday, so ask Rabbi Zina Arshol, could a goy, in theory, fix it between Matzoy Shabbos and Monday morning? If the answer is yes, then it's mutter. So I think in most cases the answer is yes. But a person needs to think that through. The moment in which he's putting the pressure on the goy to have to do it on Shabbos, so then in such a case it's going to be us. The Dirshu raised one other fascinating shaila, and that is what happens if you have a check that the Jew signs, gives to a bank, submitted to the bank, and the date is on Shabbos. So do you say that that's considered as if the Jew is telling the people in the bank to do the malacha on Shabbos? So there, that's not so pashut that it would be usher. You're not telling them to do any mice on Shabbos. You're creating a schaivus that's going to be chal on Shabbos. I think there's a lot of room to say that one could be mekel. But they do quote Sefer Cheshev HaEfod, Shal Sotshuvus Cheshev HaEfod, who's mefalpel in it. L'niyas Daiti, in such a case, that would not be a problem, even though it's true that the kinyan, you're asking for the kinyan to take place on Shabbos, but that doesn't mean that the bank has to do any particular malacha. Aval yesh la'ayim. We'll stop over here.